stopping by with our friends from USDA, and there's been a lot going on, but Donald Bice is going to tell me a little bit about the 2012 Census of Agriculture.
Well, thanks for taking the opportunity to stop by. Yeah, my group is responsible for conducting the Census of Agriculture. It's once every 5 years, and we advertise and bill it as the most comprehensive and uniform statistics available at the county level. So we've spent most of 2013 collecting data. Right now we're in the analysis phase of the data, make sure we're going to put out a quality product. And we just released notice this week that we'll put out some preliminary numbers on February 20th.
And, you know, you probably can't tell me anything at all that you're finding. I'm sure that there's plenty of trends, but are things changing as we're going, you know, 5 years later?
They are, and in fact, that's one of the vehicles that by which the census is able to show those changes. It gives us an opportunity, the census. It's a fairly significant form in that it's 24 pages of questions. Not all farmers will have to answer all those questions because it's just not applicable to their operation. However, we do take the opportunity within the census to, we carve out sections of it in order to capture some of that information about trends in agriculture. So we're excited this time around because we're going to collect some more data on on-farm renewable energy production. And recently, new to this census, we've asked some questions that are getting at the local or regional food system. So we asked a question about whether or not they market to retail outlets such as schools and hospitals, because that's becoming a huge trend in terms of agriculture, this localized effort for food systems. Excuse me.
So you mean we're looking at like farmers market type people that are, you know, maybe just going straight and buying local at your local supermarket or at your local school?
That's exactly what we're looking at. And that's, there's been a big push, especially I'm right now in the Washington, D.C. area, but I'm across the country. You can go to places like here in Kansas City. We went to a place last night that they advertise that they're buying local produce or local foods. So that's we see that it's growing in terms of the amount of establishments that are going to be trying to advertise that they grow or that they bring in local products to serve to their customers.
So let's talk about some of the other general questions that were asked of producers over this year. What sorts of things are you looking for?
Well, the big thing about the census, again, outside of the uniform and comprehensive statistics at the county level, it'll be once every 5 years we come out with our farm operators, the number of farmers, and the number of land in farms, the amount of land in farms. And that's a big ticket item for the census. The other part of that is who's operating those farms. So we get a lot of information about operator characteristics. So a lot of people are interested in what the trends are with minority operations. Is there going to be a rise or a decrease in Asian farmers? Or people are thinking maybe there's an increase in Hispanic operators out there? That's what the census will help us tell, you know, once every 5 years. And so you get even though it's once every 5 years, you do sort of capture that story in time.
Excellent. And again, it's going to be released in February. Tell me when and where.
Oh, we're going to utilize the venue of the Ag Outlook Forum to put out some preliminary information. That'll be some operator characteristics data, as I mentioned, and some farm count and farm operator numbers. We're going to do that in conjunction with the Ag Outlook Forum in February that takes place in Washington, D.C.